Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I saw fans that loved this team. The love they showed from what I saw in the video was incredible. Especially, I didn't think I deserved all that. It was pretty much. But, I mean, it was just passion for the team. So that's what I saw from it.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
There are plenty of videos out there, plenty of excitement from Pelicans fans, not just in winning the draft lottery and the rights to draft Zion Williamson, but now he's in town and the zoo is the top place to be. It's the number one place to visit, Zion Zoo. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Excited to welcome Fletcher Mackel from WDSU in New Orleans, who's been in the center of all of this, covering Zion's descending upon the Crescent City. So what is the excitement level for the franchise right now, Fletcher, as the Pelicans start to turn the page?
I'll say this. I'm a native New Orleanian, and I've covered sports at the TV station I work at, WDSU, for 17 years, since 2002. This is the most excited I've ever seen people about basketball in the Big Easy.
Wow.
The only parallel that I can draw, similar to this one, is when Reggie Bush got drafted by the Saints in 2006. The excitement for Reggie Bush was Sean Payton said it. It was like the Beatles or Michael Jackson or just Elvis coming to town. It was that big. Zion is that big. I mean, they had thousands of people downtown at a block party that were going nuts for drafting an 18-year-old. So he has really made basketball matter in a place where football is king.
There was some talk that he might be disappointed that he was going to end up in New Orleans. So what did he have to say about being a member of the Pelicans?
Everything we have seen and heard, the indications and in everything from him has been that was all a bunch of BS, because that was all a media. It was a media creation by people who were upset they didn't get him, thinking, well, he can't possibly want to go someplace other than New York or L.A. There can't be any place other than the Lakers or the Knicks. And that was those reports were dismissed right away. His stepfather, at the introductory press conference on Friday, they had David Griffin, the executive vice president, speak. They had Gail Benson, the owner of the team, speak. They had Alvin Gentry, the head coach, speak. And they had Zion speak. And then in a very awkward way, Zion's stepfather stopped the MC and said, "May I say something?" So in front of all the media from the entire region, in front of all the people there, he went up on stage and he gave this heartfelt speech about how we wanted to come here, that all this talk was nothing from us, that we want to be here, we're ready to be here, this is home for us. And it came across being very sincere. So I think that's one of the genuine things about him, is that people believe that he does want to be here. He's not being forced to be here. He's not talking out of both sides of his mouth. He really is going to embrace being in this city and a part of this franchise.
Fletcher Mackel is with us from WDSU in New Orleans following the introduction of Zion Williamson, but also really the closing of the door on what was and an opening of a new door on what will be. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio. So Coach Gentry, he had at times over the past few months, maybe let's slip a little bit how he felt around this whole Anthony Davis situation, requesting the trade, wanting out, making things so difficult for the franchise. What did he have to say finally, now that he's allowed to speak about what was in the past?
He had a great line this weekend, and it's obviously gone viral, and it should. Anthony Davis's last game in New Orleans, he wore the Looney Tunes "That's All, Folks" T-shirt. Obviously, kind of a shot at everything that it's all over with. So over the weekend, Alvin Gentry was at a charity event, and he was asked about the package that the Pelicans got for Anthony Davis. And Alvin Gentry, in one of the funniest clips I've seen in recent, you know, memory, said, "That's a haul, folks." And so it was fantastic. But look, I'll say this. Anthony Davis is not a bad guy. Alvin Gentry has said time and time again, Anthony's a great guy. He got horrible advice from his agent and his team at Clutch Sports. And in all practical purposes, Anthony Davis was used by LeBron James and his agency. He didn't think there was any way possible the Pelicans weren't going to trade him when he demanded a trade in January. And then the Pelicans just decided to kind of suffer through the nuclear winter and hunker down and say, look, you're not going to dictate to us what to do. And so, again, I think Anthony Davis was put in a very bad spot and used by his agency and LeBron James, and no one will ever convince me differently. Alvin Gentry had to be the guy on the firing line night in and night out, handling a very difficult situation, and he did a pretty masterful job at that. And so I'm glad Alvin Gentry, because they could have purged everybody. When they got rid of Dell Demps, the general manager, they could have easily purged the head coach and his staff, and they didn't do it. And so, again, I think it was very interesting that that Alvin Gentry stayed and that he's committed to this organization and they're committed to him. I think all of that is good.
What's different with David Griffin at the helm?
I'll say this. It's just night and day. And look, because Gail Benson owns the New Orleans Saints and the New Orleans Pelicans, we draw a lot of parallels between those two organizations. When Sean Payton arrived in New Orleans, you felt it was different. The guy's a natural-born leader. He's an offensive innovator. Teams talk about winning and doing the right things, and then some people actually do it. Since 2006, Sean Payton turned the Saints into, instead of kind of lovable losers who are never going to be anything, he's turned them into something special. Super Bowl champions, one of the greatest offenses in NFL history. David Griffin, when you're around him for 5 minutes, it's just different. It's just you believe that this franchise now has a chance. That before they didn't have a chance. That they weren't operating like a real NBA franchise. They didn't have great decision makers. This is a guy who worked with the Suns, who brought a championship to Cleveland. And for anybody who thinks it was easy to win with LeBron James, go ask Magic and Pelinka how easy it is to win with LeBron James. And so, to me, this guy has been there, done that. And when you're around him, you just say it's different. Like, I trust in this guy. I think he knows what he's doing. And so, again, he's won the offseason. I don't know how many games the Pelicans are going to win this year, but winning the lottery, bringing on Trajan Langdon as his general manager, hiring Swin Cash as one of the highest-ranking female executives in the NBA, the haul that he got for Anthony Davis, and the moves he's made on draft night and positioning this team for stability for years to come, he's done a really great job in just about 2 months of work on the job here in New Orleans.
I love that you're giving him credit for winning the lottery.
I know. That's the only thing. Let me say this. I don't want to give him credit for winning the lottery. That's the only thing he doesn't deserve credit for. But the rest, he deserves a ton of credit for.
Fletcher Mackel is an anchor and reporter with WDSU in New Orleans, joining us here after hours on CBS Sports Radio. So you mentioned the haul, and that's what Coach Gentry called it. Which of the players who came over in the Lakers trade do you anticipate will remain on the roster?
I think all three are going to remain on the roster, to be honest with you. I thought maybe one of them would have been moved before the draft because I know the Pelicans were interested in Bradley Beal and other veteran-type players, and I think that they had explored opportunities and had conversations to maybe move Lonzo Ball in a package with pick four to get Bradley Beal or to move Brandon Ingram to acquire a veteran all-star-type player. But now that the draft is come and gone, I don't think that they're going to be moving. I'd be shocked if they move these guys. That I think Lonzo's going to be with this team. I think Brandon Ingram's going to be with this team. I think Josh Hart's going to be with this team. The Pelicans cleared on draft night Solomon Hill's horrible bloated contract. So they have about $32 million to spend in free agency. I'm not sure which direction they're going to go. I think they're going to look for maybe like a stretch big to help create some space for Zion. Maybe go after a guy like Brook Lopez. I think Al Horford, but, to me, Horford's a guy who's a championship contender right away. So I don't know if he's got much interest in New Orleans, but I think they're going to spend their money in free agency. And the fact that the draft came and went and they didn't move any of those young Lakers players, I think they're here to stay.
What's your reaction to the idea that this is Drew Holiday's team?
Look, I think that's the right thing to say. And it gets back to Griffin saying, doing the right things, operating in the right way. Zion Williamson's still 18. He doesn't turn 19 till later this summer. Even LeBron James missed the playoffs his first 2 years in Cleveland. It wasn't until his third year that he went to the playoffs. So to say that we drafted this 19-year-old and we're putting the weight of the entire franchise on his shoulders on day one would be a disservice to him. Drew Holiday is a 10-year NBA veteran who the last two seasons has been fantastic and one of the best two-way players in the NBA. He's made first and second team all-NBA defense, and he's been fantastic. He is a classy, smart, confident leader. It is his team. I mean, he's the guy who's been there, done that, and does everything the right way. Now, is Zion the face of basketball and the future of basketball in New Orleans, the guy who's going to sell tickets and get the casual fan out there? Yes. But the 19-year-old, when the season starts, that's a lot of pressure for him. If David Griffin gets up there and says, Zion, win us a championship. Zion, it's all on you. So I think we all know Drew's a great guy who does everything right, who's an exceptional player in the prime of his career, and he is the leader of this team. So it's not a lie to say it's his team, you know, but eventually it's going to be Zion's team. But really right now, this is going to be Drew Holiday's team.
It was sort of funny, though, that Griffin tried to temper the excitement by saying that, hey, this guy is just another player. He's not the savior, which, you know, that may not be fair, but that's just kind of how everybody's looking at Zion. I mean, the hype is real.
Without question. I mean, look, here's the thing. If Zion is not a star, this franchise is going nowhere. Like, Lonzo Ball is a nice player, and Drew Holiday is a really nice player, and Brandon Ingram, I think, could be a really good player. But if Zion in 3 to 5 years is not a superstar, we are talking about massive changes again, and when is he leaving, and who are we firing, and football is still king, and why can't basketball find its footing? So make no mistake, he has got to be special down the road, not day one, but maybe year 3, 4, 5, he's got to be a really, really great player. And then this organization can maybe do something they've never done before.
I can't wait. Even watching from afar, I can't wait to see Zion's NBA. All right, you can follow Fletcher on Twitter at FletcherWDSU, Fletcher Mackel. Now there's a whole level of enthusiasm that is befitting only of the Saints. Fletcher, thank you so much for a couple of minutes.
No, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.